Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planner is here. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Last week, we preached our 2024 theme, Give God a Job, Part 1. This is Part 2. You're going to like this. Faith is what it takes to work with God, and you give Him a job when you believe His word for your life. I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. The Lord said, Jesse, you keep me busy, and I will keep you busy. I keep Him busy spiritually, physically, financially, every area of my life. I enjoy being saved. You can tell that. So let's go into Part 2 of our theme for 2024, Give God a Job, and do it today, and watch God answer your prayer today. Now, let me go over this again. To get in touch with God, you have to use His language. If you want something, you have to say something. That's Mark 11, 24. I told you the spirit of faith doesn't have the word guess in it. Why? Because faith expands the way of thinking, expands your believing, and expands your living. Then I said, don't let other people's small thinking affect your big thinking. You see, that's how you give God a job. Now write this down. God is blessed. Everybody say, God is blessed. Watch this. God is blessed when you stretch your view of what He can do. You have to stretch your view of what He can do. Now, how you do that is by reading the Word. Walking on water. Going through the Red Sea. Did you know God told Moses to tell the Israelites to go forward to walk the water? He couldn't believe them. He said, well, stick your stick out there, then divide it. Go read it. See, God was saying, Moses, stretch your view of me. Stretch, you have to stretch your view of God. Now, I'm going to shock you, and it's going to sound arrogant. If you want my partner, you have got to stretch your view of Jesse. Because God has hooked you up with me. And I'm going to tell you something. You better know how to run, because we ain't got time to be messing around. We got things to do. Your job has got to come to pass. My job has got to come to pass. Do you see that? The reason why I'm believing on all that money, $6,364,000,000, because in that figure is also to completely take care of my staff for as long as they want, making as much money as they can just handle. Shout, staff, I'm setting y'all free. I am believing the unbelievable. I am receiving the impossible because it's doable. You give God a job. You have many opportunities to fail, many opportunities to get discouraged. I ain't got time for that. Why would you take time to be discouraged? Take the dis off and courage, courage, courage. I'm the king of the forest. You know, like the cowardly lion. What's the name of that show? The Wizard of Oz. God is blessed when you stretch your view of what He can do. When I was believing God for that Falcon 7X, you know what people said? Ain't nobody ever done that. I wasn't trying to be the first one to ever did it. Do it. Did it. That's like the Cajun in me. Do it. I'm not trying to beat somebody, be better than somebody. Good business. I fly halfway around the world, one stop. On wholesale fuel and good business. It's good business, which means I can go to Moscow and back on wholesale fuel. When I left here that time, I think we were paying, what, $3 a gallon or $2.59, something like that. Oil goes up and down, the price of our fuel. We're the only one in Armstrong International Airport has his own fuel farm in over 45 years. When I got to Copenhagen, what, it was like $10, $12 a gallon there. So much money I could save. That's big thinking. That's thinking, not so I could have something nobody else had. I could care less about any of that. Most of the people that really know me say, you wouldn't know he is a man of substance. And he walks around in shorts and T-shirts. And when he feels like, well, I got legs. One lady said, I can't believe you got shorts on. I said, I got legs.
If you don't like them, don't look at them. God is blessed when you stretch your view of what he can do. I'm stretching, boy. I'm pulling God hard, and he's pulling on me hard. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, tell him what I just told you. He said, the Lord just told me to tell you that. He said, me and Jesse get along very well. We do. We get along very well. We just really do. This is such a blessing. Write this down. The dew of faith. You ever touch dew? Makes you wet. See, the dew of faith refreshes your mind and brings focus to your life. See, the dew of faith, this is how you give God a job now. The dew of faith refreshes your mind and brings focus to your life. I focus on my priority, I eliminate all my confusion. The reason why faith is so wonderful to me, it's fresh. The dew can be so heavy sometimes in South Louisiana because of fog that you wet all your shoes when you're trying to get, if you're walking in your grass. But your grass is going, ooh, it don't need to rain today. I can suck this dew up. Do you see my point? And that grass or flowers will grab as much as that dew before the sun comes and evaporates it. Don't let church people evaporate your dew. That's not in my notes, but I just thought that came out of my spirit. The dew of faith refreshes your mind and brings focus to your life. Now, I want you to remember that point, because at the end of this service, we're going to take your dreams and we're going to pray over them. Because if two of you agree, I'm going to be you two. I think it's time for you. Don't mix faith and time. That's where people get messed up. You see, if you do that, you're going to mess up time. It normally takes a baby 9 months to develop. Right? But the minute that seed is sown and touches that egg, something begins to happen. Right then and there. And as it grows, you don't feel it at first, but it's going to let you know that it's there. First, you can't see it, and then it'll make your body expand whether you like it or not. It ain't worried about your stretch mark. It's saying, you created me. Stretch. Hear the point? God is blessed when you stretch your view of what he can do. When Kathy got pregnant, she was 95 pounds. You should have seen her. She looked like a stick with a basketball. All belly. All belly. I had to leave to go to Jackson, Mississippi. Remember that for 6 weeks? I thought, oh, God. Oh, man. I wasn't even saved. I wanted to have that baby when I'm gone, you know, born. I mean, I was really concerned. I got there maybe 3 days before Kathy had Jody. I was so glad. But she changed so much in 6 weeks. Kathy's never been what I call heavy. When I got to, she gained so much weight. She went from 95 pounds to 117. That ain't much weight for a pregnant. But it was all in her face. I mean, she's all puffy in her head. Okay, I thought, my Lord, woman, if I hit you with a needle, woo, you're going to explode. You'll fly. All in her face. She was just swollen in her face. I'll never forget that. And of course, 3 or 4 days later, Jody came into the world. Hallelujah, what a blessing. Yeah. Kathy had a stretch mark on her hips. She said, oh, look at this. I said, I ain't looking at that. I'm looking at Jody. I don't care about that. I care about you. You gave me a miracle. And it was such a good miracle that I didn't have a second child. I couldn't beat it. People ask me all the time, why didn't you have other children? I said, well, Kathy did so good. We don't need another. It filled every bit of my capacity. You see what I'm saying? Then Jody had Meredith. She only has one child. And she told me, Dad, would you like to have another grandchild? I said, I don't think so. I don't know if I have enough love. You think I'm kidding you? I was concerned about that because Meredith took everything I had. Jody, Renee, the planets took everything I had. When God had me, I took everything he had. Don't let that shock you. When he received you, because as far as God's concerned, he's only got one child, you. Because he can give us all the same attention. 100%. And it could be billions and billions, but it's like it just got one child. The dew of faith refreshes your mind, brings focus to your life. You know, you focus on your priority, you eliminate all your confusion. Amen. Write this down. Consistency. Everybody say consistency. Now listen to the point. Consistency of belief refuses to be double-minded, which is instability. I refuse to be double-minded. That's why I don't add time with faith, because it'll make you become double-minded when it ain't working fast enough. Consistency of belief refuses to be double-minded, which is instability. The Bible said in the book of James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not some, all. So I'm consistent. Who was it that said? Willie. Where's Willie? I don't know. Willie's down here somewhere. I don't know. Somewhere. That's Willie right there. He said, you know, you have never changed. Remember that you said that to me? You bring me to the airport the other day. Going, so I had to go preach somewhere or do something. I can't remember now. And he said, you just never change. To what? What would I change to? Doubt? What would I change from health to sickness? From blessed to broke? I don't back up. Actually, you can run so fast you can outrun the devil. He got to stop and rest himself. Consistency. Consistency of belief refuses to be double-minded, which is instability. I refuse to be double-minded. I tell my staff we believe in God for something. I say it all the time. Now, who don't want it yesterday? Yesterday, yesterday was Saturday, right? Kathy, I can tell when Kathy wants something because she wants me to agree with her. You know, and I know what you know means. You know, we had some good oysters. We ought to go to Drago's and have some oysters. Oh, but she's had a kind of like a little, not cold or what, I don't know what they call it, congestion, but I don't taste well. So we can go to wherever you want to go. Now, where you think I'm going to go? Drago's. And she ate 2 dozen raw oysters. Think if she could have tasted them. I'm pulling it out with a little fork, not Kathy. She pulls out, and then she picks up the shell. It sucks the shell a little bit to get the juice off of it. Would you eat black and alligator? I like black and alligator. I don't know, I just liked it. And some gumbo, I think, whatever. But you know what? And nothing against y'all. Y'all don't make gumbo like my wife. I mean, it was okay, but by God. When I got home, I said, get it out the freezer. Kathy makes gumbo and puts it in the freezer. And it's better once it's been frozen, which is the only thing I know that actually better once it's been frozen. Seems like it just gets better. I don't know why. She's consistent. Very good at it. Write this down. Giving God a job. Everybody say, give God a job.
Give God a job.
That's the theme. Because is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Giving God a job is a scriptural wake-up call. Giving God a job is a scriptural wake-up call. It's an activator. It says God wants to work with you and through you. I know it's a long point. I'm going to go over it. Number one, giving God a job is a scriptural wake-up call. Why? Because it's an activator. It activates your faith. It says God wants to work with you and through you. That's why he wanted to work with Moses. That's why he wanted to work with Abraham. Why Jesus wanted to work with the Father. Why he wanted to work with his disciples. Do you see? It's an activator. He wants to work with you and through you. How many times God said, what are we going to do today, Jesse? He let me make that decision, Ron. Whatever you want to do. Okay, let's do this. Yeah. See, when you understand that, it activates. It's telling you, it's a scriptural wake-up call. Remember this, it's got to be unbelievable and impossible because it's doable. Now, if it's doable, then go do it. But to get every job you want, to keep God busy all the time. And remember this, he's going to turn around and keep you busy all the time. Which is fine. Let me say it again. Giving God a job is a scripture wake-up call. It is an activator. It says God wants to work with you and through you. Activate. It's like love when you fall in love with someone. I mean, first you like somebody, right? You're not thinking about that in a sense. You know, you just like somebody. Maybe you like being with them a little bit. You never think it is going to develop. But all of a sudden, something begins to percolate. It just begins to happen. How does that happen? I don't know. It just happens. Sometimes your mind said, no, getting a little too tight here. Oh, but that spirit says, oh, baby. Now, me, I've always had a hard time falling in love with anything. Ron told me he fell in love with every woman he ever met in his life. That's what Ron said. Ron said, I fall in love easy, but just fall in love. Thank God he fell in love with Pia. You know, I wish I could be like that, Ron. I mean, I appreciate that. Not me, boy. I mean, I mean, I like Kathy, but I wasn't planning on marrying her. Not that she was bad. I just, no. Because I like to play. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Won't you just shake your head? You know what I'm talking about. But something began to draw me. Little did I realize it was God Almighty. Yes, it was. Now, you'd have told me that. I said, you don't lost your ever-loving mind. It was God drunk. He saw this ministry. Yes, I didn't see it. Yes. Activate. Her spirit began to activate. Then all of a sudden, I thought, I ought to marry this girl. What are you saying, you idiot? How did it happen? It's kind of hard to figure out, isn't it? If you really think about it, one minute you're having a nice time. Then the next minute you go, I don't want nobody else looking at her or him. Something begins to percolate. Something happens. See, what's happening is you're working with her and through her, or with him and through him. Let me say it again. Giving God a job is a scriptural wake-up call. It is an activator. It says God wants to work with you and through you. You see what I'm saying? So that's when God told me, he said, give me a job, Jesse. That's going to be your 2024 theme. And then ask him, is there anything hard, too hard for the Lord? So say what you want. Say big. Yes. Say small. Just whatever you want, not what you need, what you want. Need, he said he supplies all you need. Forget about all that. That's why you're struggling. You're asking God for something he's already done, but you can't receive what he's already done. You start telling him what you want, the need will just come slap you in the face before you know it. You go, whoa, what's all this extra stuff? That's the want.
That's what happens when you give God a job, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you, is God giving you a scriptural wake-up call? Think about that for a minute. Ask yourself, is anything too hard for the Lord? You must let him stretch your view of what he can do. You stir up the gift of God. How do you do that? Call upon that Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. And my God, you'll get so motivated, and you know what? You'll give God a job, and he will honor you in everything you ask. Listen, the question God asked Abraham and Sarah, and this is a great question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It should compel you to have faith in him. See, I delight myself, therefore, in the Lord. He said, delight yourself, therefore, in the Lord. He give you the desires of your heart. Not his desires, yours. I don't care if it's impossible spiritually, physically, or financially. Give God a job. Man, I can't say that enough. I want you to know it is no accident that you're watching today. Maybe you're facing an impossible situation. God wants to go to work on that right now, not tomorrow, not next week, right now. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we give you the jobs of these people they're believing for. They can't do it, so it's yours. And Father, I decree and declare it and call it done. I call those things to be not as though they were, because they will be for everyone watching today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing your work. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? You know, when I built this ministry, man, whoo, I thought, my God, this is going to take millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And the Lord said, that's not hard for me. Just give me the job and get out my way. I gave him the job. All I did was give God the faith that I got through the Word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not faith don't come by heard. Well, I heard that. No, when you heard, that means you didn't hear. You see what I'm saying? Got to get that inside you. Give God that job. You can tell I'm excited about this. Because you know what? If you do that, all this hard stuff gets over with. And I mean that sincerely. Now, don't go away. The show is not over. I still have a lot more to minister to you today. And I hope you're getting this. Take a pencil and paper. Take notes, because you're going to need this. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. Watch this and be blessed. People today are searching for meaning, purpose, peace, and authenticity. In a world bombarded by voices and information, Jesse the Planter's ministry is determined to pierce through the noise and proclaim what every heart is yearning for, the good news of Jesus. I'm going to ask you to meet my friend. That's the passion that drives us to trust God and continue to break through into new realms of the impossible. Only then are we able to reach an entire planet, one soul at a time, and help them experience the life-changing love of God for themselves.
You made it! You made it! You made it! Wasn't that easy? That wasn't hard, was it?
Jesus, today, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God with you? I'm so excited about our April product offer. It's a book I wrote entitled, Wanting a God You Can Talk To. People always ask me about my relationship with Jesus. Well, I learned that I could fellowship with the Lord. I went from relationship to fellowship. It's so wonderful. This book will bless you. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org to get your copy. You will be blessed. I'm telling you, and God will talk to you. I mean that. He will. He likes to talk. Pardon us. I can't thank you enough for all you do for this ministry. We are reaching people, changing their lives one soul at a time. I say that all the time because it's a slogan into this ministry. I will not falter or fail concerning the mission God said to go in the world and preach the gospel, but I can't do it by myself. You know, when I was young, I thought I could, but then the Lord showed me something. He said, Jesse, the first thing I did when I started my ministry is I picked 12 disciples. I thought, well, my God, if he needs some help, I need some help. And that just makes sense. Thank you for being so courteous and kind all these years. 48 years of preaching this gospel and never having a financial deficit. That is unheard in business as well as ministry, but it is the truth here. You know what we did? We gave God a job. I thought, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. So I said, Lord, I'm yours. And brother, I have kept God so busy all these 48 years, and he's kept me busy, and we're doing the work. We got so many projects, nothing too small, nothing too big. We got a $20 million project looking at me in the face right now. I said, Lord Jesus. He said, no problem. Give me the job. I said, I got it. You know, it's like you hire a contractor. I gave him the job, and it is coming to pass. Thank you, partners. And we pray for the hundredfold for you every day. Me and Kathy, we pray for you. You never go a day without prayer. And we know how to pray. This anointing increase is on me. You know it's on me. And I want it on you. I'm going to give God that job. And it's going to be a blessing. Thank you. Don't miss next week's show, okay? See you later. God bless. Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My April partner offer is Give God a Job. It's our theme this year. Sometimes you feel blue, you know, and I got blue on, but I like this blue. Look, you need to get this message. Give God a Job. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org and get your copy. It will help you. It'll change your life. You keep God busy, he will keep you busy. Give God a Job. Do it today.
Life is better when you never learn to doubt. In his new book, Jesse will show you how to shut doubt down. You can have more joy, more success, and full peace. I Never Learned to Doubt, now available at jdm.org.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe. I want to ask you a question. How many times you've read a scripture and all of a sudden one day you was reading it or someone quoted it and it just leaped off the page or it just exploded out of somebody's mouth and you went, whoa, Lord, God, I got that. How many of you have ever experienced that? See, that's one way God speaks to his people. That's why he believes in all of us reading his word.